You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
There he is. Ryan Clark in the flesh. RC, top of the morning to you. How we doing?
Good morning, man. I miss you guys. You feel so far away. So far away this morning.
Yet somehow I think you'll recover because you won't have to travel after here to go to D.C. You already there. Somehow you'll get over it.
I like the look.
I like the look. You know what? It is appropriate that he is in D.C. this morning. Doesn't he look like somebody that's running for office
He's looking president.
Doesn't he look like somebody that's running for office right now?
Keeping it clean.
He looked just like somebody like running for office.
It looks very nice. As Michael Irvin would say, it's a remote suit.
Yeah, he looks good, though. Yeah. My buddy, I miss you, buddy. I miss you.
My guy. Right.
Hope you and the fam had an awesome Thanksgiving. Let's talk some football.
No, RC did. He ate. Let's go.
We take a look at some of the top teams in the NFL, starting with the Eagles, who are 10-1 for just the fifth time in franchise history after beating the Packers 40-33 on Sunday night. Patrick Mahomes and the AFC-leading Chiefs improved to 9-2 with their 26-10 win over the defending champs. Following the game, they now have a 67% chance to be the number one seed in the AFC. Lastly, Tua and the Dolphins showed their dominance again and improved to 8-3, thanks in part to scoring 30 points in their fourth consecutive game, giving them a 29% chance to win the division. Rye, you're up first. Which team is the best in the NFL right now?
Whoa, that's such a difficult question right now, Molly. And I think right now you have to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs, to me, are the team that is ascending. And obviously the Philadelphia Eagles would be two, and then the Miami Dolphins at three for me. And I think what puts the Kansas City Chiefs over the top is that Andy Reid has the experience as a coach, is that Patrick Mahomes, to me, is the most trusted quarterback in football. And also you have a defense under Steve Spagnuolo that understands how they need to play in the playoffs in order to complement their offense. But I think what you're seeing from Patrick Mahomes this season is that he's a better player than we've ever seen Patrick Mahomes be. Travis Kelce is playing at a higher level than we've ever seen him play the position, especially when you think about a matchup yesterday where he's one-on-one with the most talented quarterback, cornerback in football in Jalen Ramsey, and he's able to get that big touchdown. Juju Smith finding his place, MVS finding who he is in this offense, and then you have a plethora of backs who are able to make plays even when Clyde Edwards-Helaire is not available. This team is stacked, and this team is playing the best that they've played all season. I think we're starting to find a little bit of cracks in the armor of the Philadelphia Eagles, especially defensively, and losing Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. And I think just the inexperience of Miami as a team is why I have them at number three. But what Tua Tagovailoa and Mike McDaniel have been able to do offensively is absolutely phenomenal. It's going to be a very exciting playoff run for all three of these teams.
I'm looking forward to it, Ryan. You're right, and I love it. I'm with you on some of the things that we've seen with Philadelphia as of late here with all the mistakes and the turnovers and everything. I came into this week with the Cowboys as my best team. I will leave this week saying those same things. But
Wait a minute. They weren't in the question, Playmaker.
It says, which is the
best team? She gave us three teams.
Right now. She said, which is the best team in the NFL right now? She didn't say, I only get those three. I thought the best team in the NFL is the best team in the NFL, right? Is that not right? That's what it said. So as I said before, I saw a team just about 12 days ago play a perfect football game.
But
we're talking about all these teams up and down, the Dallas Cowboys against the Minnesota Vikings. They played almost a perfect football game. And all these other teams going up and down. I saw that team at his best, and it looked like – at that best, the best team in the National Football League. I like what I see in Kansas City, but I'm telling you right now, I believe Miami is even starting to tap on Kansas City with what they are doing. I would love to see that game. And we'll find out a lot about Miami this week because they're going up against another pretty good team in San Francisco. So we'll see what kind of offense that is. I'm still taking the Cowboys as the best team right now, and I'm telling you, Miami is coming fast.
I'm so surprised. I'm so surprised, Mr. Pompom, spare me with your drivel. Just stop it, okay? Cowboys, stop that nonsense. First of all, RC is right. Kansas City looks like the best team because their defense isn't trash the way that it was in the earlier yes. part of last year. And even without Tyreek Hill, all Patrick Mahomes has done is remind all of us it wasn't a mm-hmm. fluke. It wasn't a facade, what you've been seeing from me all of these years. Excuse me, I understand how great this cat looks, but watch me make these other brothers look good because I'm that dude. And Travis Kelce, Lord have mercy, best tight end in the world. Best tight end in the world.
That's
Let's just
the
stop.
Beast right there.
Best tight end in
That's
the world.
The beast.
There ain't even nothing to discuss, okay, when it comes to that, all right? Kansas City is the best team because when the money's on the line, the defense will keep you in a game. It'll keep you close enough. And then when the ball gets handed to Patrick Mahomes, who thinks he's going to blow it? Who thinks he's going to lose? Who thinks he's not going to make the plays necessary in order to walk away victorious? Everybody knows that is the number. That is the brother to fear most in the entire NFL right now, okay? That's number one. Number two, even though I'm going to shock you, playmaker, to show you how fair-minded I am, how objective I am. I got San Francisco ahead of everybody
in
the NFC. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? I got them. I got them, all right? We can talk about Miami. We can talk about Miami. I got to tell you this, RC. I know the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Cowboys right now. I'd put the Eagles ahead of the Cowboys. I am not happy. Let me explain.
You put the Cowboys ahead of the Eagles or the Eagles ahead of the Cowboys?
I apologize. I put the Cowboys ahead of the Eagles.
Boy, you know what, man?
Let me tell you. I got to say this. Let me tell you why.
I don't even need no check for this week.
I don't even
for free.
I don't like what I've seen from the Eagles defense over the last 3 weeks. It bothers me. I know they've won two of the last three. They lost to the Commanders. I get all of that. All right? And I understand, you know what, listen, it was a low-scoring game against Indy that they squeaked out. I don't like, before Aaron Rodgers got it, they were down 13-0. You see Aaron Rodgers picking them apart last night? I mean, he looked like he was on his way to just putting on a show, okay? He really, really did. We saw what the Commanders did to them. I don't like what I'm seeing. I'm not worried about Hurts. I believe in Hurts. Okay, I believe in A.J. Brown. I understand the fumble and all of that stuff, right? I believe in those brothers. Offensively, Sanders and them running the football, I believe in them, R.C. I'm just saying right now, it ain't going to last because the Eagles will take them out come postseason time. Just that right now, I don't like
come
what
on,
I'm
man.
Seeing from the Eagles' defense. This is what I mean when I say this, R.C. If the Eagles play defense the way they played last night and the way they played against the Commanders, Dallas will beat them.
Yes.
I don't believe they will do it, but they will beat them if they play like that.
Here's what I said.
Well, you finally see something smart on this show.
I said this yesterday, actually, and I will have to admit it out loud, Stephen A., since you're the big bro and you're the mentor on TV and you're being honest and non-biased, I'm going to do the same. I actually said on the phone last night to somebody, if I had to pick the Christmas Eve game today, Dallas Cowboys versus the Philadelphia Eagles, I'd pick the Dallas Cowboys.
Why y'all taking me through this rigmarole here? What is going on around here? And then y'all come out here with this old confession, like, oh, we're going to come on clean. Let's come clean. Y'all have this little moment together. After taking me through this rigmarole, like I'm saying something crazy. What is going on? Y'all out of hand around here, man. I know it's hard, and I give you credit for standing up and being a man, you helped a lot of people with that. Well, some people out there, you're facing something, dealing with it. Go face it, just like he just did. Go be a better man. Just go tell your woman, I was wrong, baby. I won't do it again. I'm sorry. Just like he just did.
Playmaker, nobody's wrong. I do believe.
I didn't say the Cowboys were best. Yes. I picked Kansas City and San Francisco.
All
I said was that I picked Dallas over the Eagles right now. That does not equate to me saying
you're
going to best team in the NFL.
You're going to take a right out of that. RC didn't want to even mention the Cowboys. He went straight to Philadelphia. And then on this professional thing y'all doing, now all of a sudden the truth comes out on conversations he had with other people that he picked the Dallas Cowboys. Come on, man.
I'm not picking the Cowboys to be better in the playoffs. I'm talking about that game in that stadium on that day. I think the Philadelphia Eagles have the best long-term projection of the two teams. But on that day, if I'm on TV that Friday, I'm going to probably pick the Dallas Cowboys if things stay the same.
He elocuted his thought perfectly. Okay? No one is conceding the Dallas Cowboys to be the best team in the NFL right now. We did not say that. We said right now we would pick them over the Eagles based on what we've seen the Eagles look like the last 3 weeks.
We in Cowboys Nation know that's as much as a confession as we're ever going to get out of all of y'all. And we got to take that right now until it's time for us to prove and show what the deal is. And then what y'all going to say, then what y'all going to say is you're playing both sides of the fence. If they lose, you're going to say, I knew they were going to lose. And if they win, you're going to say, right, Michael, remember when we came to this confession booth and we told y'all that we believed them? So you can't play both on me, dog. You can't get that by me. And that's what you're trying to do. Yeah. Come on now. Cowboys the best team in the NFL right now.
That is not true. I don't know what the hell this music is.
I don't know where it comes from. My buddy over there, man. That's all right there, man. I'm so proud of y'all, man.
And we got listen.
I'm proud of you.
We're just being honest because because when you fall, it's inevitable. Okay. What's gonna happen is we remember we were objective and we gave you your shine, okay? But we also know. You know y'all allergic to prosperity, right? You know the fact that you called the Dallas Cowboys. You remember when you started off the season by talking about you brought up the 1972 Dolphins and you talked about the potential to go undefeated and they lost the first game, right? Now you know how you're picking it up again and you told them the best team. See, this is what happens. This is when the fall, because y'all don't know as Cowboy fans how to shut your damn mouth and just embrace the goodness that comes your way and just let it happen. No, you got to bloviate. You got to stick out your chest. You got to say, we them boys. You got to weed them boys. And then after that is when the fall arrives. So I'm fine with that. Go ahead and chirp.
Go ahead and talk.
Okay. You did it to yourself.
Let's leave it there.
You did it to yourself.
I love you, R.C. Okay. Y'all, thanks for coming clean.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
Jeff Saturday's Colts are at Cowboys. That's Sunday Night Football.
I take that as
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Playmaker Justin Herbert putting in work, hitting tight end Gerald Everett for a two-point conversion moments after connecting with Austin Ekeler in a one-yard touchdown pass, lifting the Chargers to a 25-24 victory over Arizona. Do you like them going for the winner?
I love them going for the win, man. Austin Ekeler was such a great player. These guys almost made my playmakers too. Those two guys right there, you'll get what I'm talking about later on. But yeah, I like him going for the win. When you got a guy like Justin Herbert with that kind of arm, that kind of talent, that's what you do. And Mike Williams were not in that game. That's exactly where they could have used him.
Yep, clutch. They got it done. All right, meanwhile, Teflon Tom struggling a bit, and the Bucs travel to Cleveland to take on the Browns. After leading by 7 with 2 minutes left in regulation, Brady's former protege, Jacoby Brissett, came through in the clutch to stun the Bucs 23-17 in OT, including playoffs. This was the first time a Tom Brady-led team lost a game after leading by 7-plus points in the final 2 minutes of regulation. Entering the game, Brady-led teams were 218 in all in that exact situation. Jacoby, how does it feel to pull off the improbable against your former teammate?
I mean it in no disrespect, but in the words of Tom Brady, that was f***ing awesome. That was f***ing awesome.
We just didn't score enough points, you know, so 17 points isn't going to do it, and that's basically what we've been doing all year.
All right. To make matters worse, we just got word from Jeremy Fowler that Tristan Wirfs will be out multiple weeks for the Bucks. So terrible news there. We know how important he is to that team. Stephen A., how bad was the Bucks' loss to the Browns?
I think it was pretty bad. I don't want to use the word devastating because they're in the AFC South and they'll make the playoffs anyway. But any belief that you had in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers has drastically evaporated. You're looking at Mike Evans, who was targeted about 7 or 8 times and has got about 2 receptions, just 2 receptions for 31 yards. And you're wondering how in God's name are him and Tom Brady still not on the same page. I mean, Mike Evans is a perennial all-pro, and he has looked nothing like that this year. Now, obviously, that's not all on him. Some of it has to do with Tom Brady, who obviously had his distractions for the better part of the first half of the season. But nevertheless, it is what it is. But you know where I'm most disappointed? And put RC up, too, please, because I want to look at him when I'm saying this, along with Michael Irvin. I'm going to go here. I'm incredibly disappointed at how this defense has let Todd Bowles down. And I got a problem. Because, again, I'm a guy that throughout my career has screamed and preached and pushed for opportunities for African-Americans to be head coaches. And I know that it's not the most comfortable thing to go there, but here's my problem. They're 2 years removed from a Super Bowl. They came back from damn near a 24-point deficit, I believe, last year in the postseason and nearly beat the Los Angeles Rams. We've seen this team look better. Yeah, they've had some injuries, and Ndamukong Suh is no longer there as well, and I get all of that. But I just have a problem. It's not that they look the way that they look, guys. It's the fact that with pretty much the same roster, there's such a precipitous drop-off from when Bruce Arians was coaching you to now Todd Bowles coaching you. And that really, really rakes my nerves because I'm like, Todd Bowles didn't forget how to coach football, okay? Don't tell me that schematically from a defensive perspective, he forgot what the hell he was doing. What's going on when you look at these Tampa Bay Buccaneers? You're Byron Leftwich. This offense has never looked this bad. You're the offensive coordinator, African-American. You're Todd Bowles, African-American. You're head coach now. You're defensive coordinator. Your defense was elite. There is nothing about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that has looked elite this year. They are below average, not even average, below average. And the most conspicuous absence is Bruce Arians, who's now an advisor as opposed to the head coach. It just rubs me the wrong way, but I'll defer to y'all because y'all played. Y'all would know better than me. I just don't like what I'm seeing. And I don't like the conditions under which I'm suddenly seeing something that I did not see before from this team over the last 2 years that Tom Brady was there.
And before yesterday's game, we were with Tom and the Buccaneers, of course, and the Seahawks in Germany. So we sat with them. And when Tom came in the room, the first thing he was talking about was the effort that this team is given is not good enough. And I said, Tom, is it the effort or is it the talent that's not good enough? You can say right now, maybe both. You know what I mean? And I was shocked because they talked about right now, hey, if we can get this win, go into the bye, and come out, we'll be fine. I said, no way you can get victory out of that. No way you get victory out of that. But they did find a way to win that football game. And I thought that with coming off that last second win, and then you win that game in Germany, and I thought maybe you take that and go, and you start propelling yourself. Still, I'm not putting them out of this thing because the NFC South is so bad. They will still end up winning the division and having an opportunity. And you'll talk about, okay, when this team makes it to a playoffs, is this a dangerous team? Is this a scary team? And everybody say, oh, no, because they're not as explosive. They're not as explosive, but they are. They're veterans, and they know how to play. Ryan, let me tell you what tripped me out, too, so that I'm not so shocked when I see some of the misses that I see Tom Brady and Mike Evans. And Tom said to me, that he said, we haven't done one-on-one in 2 years. I said, wait a minute, y'all don't do one-on-one every day? You know, you get new receivers coming here. I think you should be doing one-on-one every day. It's the quarterback learning the receivers. When you see these easy misses, like he missed Mike Evans yesterday, you don't get any of that one-on-one competition in practice. I think that hurts you seriously. Tom said, I would like to do it, but we don't do it. Blew my mind. I don't know why they're not doing it, but wow. They certainly need that kind of work, wow. And that's why you see them missing. Now, I do like what I saw. Chris Godwin looks like he's coming back to himself.
Yes, he played well.
Now, he played well. You saw the step in him. You saw the mm-hmm. step in him. And I do still believe they'll have time. They'll make a playoff, and whoever they play, they better watch out.
Yeah, I mean, the Buccaneers' loss is bad because, like, if you can't score on the Cleveland Browns, then you really can't score on many teams in the NFL, especially playoff teams. But I'm going to ask – I have a couple of questions to ask, and, you know, whenever I work with you guys, I like to get your thoughts on this. Stephen A., playmaker, how many Mondays or Tuesdays or Friday mornings after we saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play the last 2 years and they won the game? How many of those mornings did we all come in here and talk about how great of a head coach Bruce Arians was? I work with you, Stephen A. I don't remember a lot of that.
No. We didn't. We respect him. We respect him. But we didn't mention greatness.
Okay. All right. Ask that. Also, too, do we believe that the Los Angeles Rams or the Houston Texans have good offensive teams? I don't believe.
Not this year, right?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have one more touchdown than the Houston Texans and actually one less touchdown than the Los Angeles Rams. That's that offense that Tom Brady is leading with the same offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich.
Right.
Okay? And Todd Bowles has to do a better job. I'm not in any way taking any of the pressure off of Todd Bowles as a head coach, because when you sit in that seat and you wear that hat and you have that opportunity, you have to take advantage of it. Your team needs to play hard. Your team needs to execute. Your team needs to be disciplined. Mm. This team is none of those things and has done none of those things at the correct level this year. But we always came in here, Tom Brady is this, Tom Brady is that, Tom Brady is a force multiplier, Tom Brady is a great leader, Tom Brady is a great competitor, Tom Brady fixes all of the things that are wrong with teams. He's not fixing all of the things that are wrong with this team. The last I checked, this team was up 17-10, and yes, as a defense, you have to close that game out. But as a quarterback, you got to hit Chris Godwin in the seam when he's wide open. As a quarterback, when you get a stick nod by Mike Evans and he gets on top of the slot defender, you got to be able to put that football on him. As an offense, and this includes Byron Leftwich, you have to understand what you want to do with the last 32 seconds of a game when you throw a screen and you don't necessarily get the yardage that you want and you don't call a timeout, but then you do push the football down the field and have an opportunity to gain yardage, but you didn't call a timeout the play before. As an organization, this team is failing. That includes Todd Bowles, because this defense isn't performing the way we saw them when they won a Super Bowl. That includes Byron Leftwich, because this offense isn't performing. But most importantly, that includes Tom Brady, because he is the ultimate leader. Well, the ultimate leader missed 11 days and during the season. He went to a wedding this year, and the ultimate leader is also missing passes. And that team was in the playoffs with a drive away from being able to beat the Los Angeles Rams, but they didn't. And if they ain't done one-on-ones in 2 years, then it's no different last year than it is this year. I get it. We can't let Bowles off the hook. We can't let Leftwich off the hook. We can't let that defense off the hook, the run game. But we can't let Tom Brady off the hook.
Yeah.
That's a bad loss to Jacoby Brissett, who ain't going to be the quarterback next week, y'all.
Hold on. Because I know we got to go. Real quick, RC, let me say this to you. I'm not letting Tom Brady off the hook. What I'm saying is, it alarms me that now that Todd Bowles is the head coach, we're seeing things we haven't seen.
Okay.
So what I was searching for was the answer you provided.
I get that.
What I'm saying?
Yep, I get
that's what I was saying. I'm saying suddenly you got the man, you got this brother as the head coach, and now we're seeing stuff we haven't seen from pretty much the same personnel. Why is that? And you gave me the answer.
Yeah, RC came with all the facts, the dates.
That's what I'm looking for.
Memory like an elephant right there. All right, before we head to break, Stephen A., just want to highlight that you have your first book on the way. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your upcoming memoir, Straight Shooter. Let's go.
Thank you so much, because it's Cyber Monday, so I just felt it was necessary to do this. I want to thank so many people who have already brought my memoir, Straight Shooter. It'll be available on January 17th. 2023, but autographed copies of my book are available for pre-order right now. And yes, it is true. I personally signed over 20,000 books, my damn self. I got witnesses here. They can tell y'all the truth, okay? You can visit straightshooterbook.com to order your autographed copy today. In the book, obviously, I talk about my life before ESPN, growing up in Hollis, Queens, New York, how I struggled in school, was left back, but sports proved to be my salvation. I talk about a lot of mistakes I've made in my life over the years and the impact sports has had on my life as well. So obviously, you know, I'm going to mention those sorry-ass Dallas Cowboys. That's just me. The book is called Straight Shooter, and it's written to motivate you to overcome the odds to reach your dream. Straight Shooter is the perfect book for lovers of sports, television, and anyone who needs an extra career motivation. Again, a limited quantity will be available of the autographed Deluxe Collector Set. So go ahead and pre-order right now before they're all gone. There you go. Before they're all gone, you can visit straightshooterbook.com to order your copy today. Thank you so much.
I cannot wait to read it.
Thank you.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
These top playmakers, these are guys that made the play late in the game or overtime to win the game. And I said, guys, you know what? Because my guy, Ryan Clark, is not here. So I'm going to Tyreek Playmakers, my buddy and me. Because I miss Ryan Clark, my buddy and me. Oh, look at that right there. See my buddy?
Look at me and my buddy. We have so much fun over here. I miss you, my buddy. I miss you, so I'm going to do this just for you. My buddy and me, these are the quarterbacks that took another man and said, we are going to win this game.
Number three, my buddy and me,
Trevor Lawrence.
Travis Lawrence went off. He said, come on, buddy. Zay Jones, 145 yards career high. I raised Zay Jones. I raised that kid. And he's a bad kid. Travis Lawrence, Zay Jones, y'all are my playmaker. My buddy and me. Let me tell you about number two. This quarterback took his wide receiver. Joe Barrow. And he took T. Higgins. Let me tell you what he said. He said, I don't have my number one buddy, Jamar Chase.
I don't have my number two buddy. I don't beat you with my number three buddy. That's right, T. Higgins. T. Higgins had 115 yards, and he caught the game-winning TD. Joe Barrow and my buddy and me did that thing. Joe Barrow, T. Higgins,
hey,
you are
over that lounge right
my
there.
Playmaker.
Knock
number
the lounge
one.
Over.
Buddy. This number one, buddy, they went off, too. I didn't expect them to do like they did, but they did. I'm telling you, I got to say, Derek Carr and Josh Jacobs.
He ran for over 300 scrimmage yards.
300 scrimmage yards. And he ran 86 yards to close that thing out. They say, go home.
OT.
We just won.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking Derek Carr,
Number one.
Playmaker. And you know what, buddy? I miss you, my buddy.
I miss you, my dog.
I'm here.
That ain't my buddy over there.
That ain't you, my friend.
Buddy. I wish he you were here happy
friend.
With me, man. So come on back, buddy. We miss
he ain't no friend.
He ain't no friend.
Yeah,
my
he
buddy
just, he just
and
told
me.
He's struggling in school.
Boy.
He know he ain't
keep
back there reading.
J-Zone, I'm so proud of you, too, my young man. So proud of you. Keep playing like you're playing.
Look at this guy.
Ooh, I'm getting old.
That was a great performance. He crushed it. It was a great performance.
I miss being there.
Yeah.
The playmaker showed out again. Stephen A's a hater. That's why he back there in his little seat.
I need you.
He ain't even drinking coffee. He probably drinking water anyway.
No, it's
he
not
ain't
chocolate.
Fired up.
It's
not playmaker.
Not chocolate.
But it's not the same without you, buddy. So get on back here.
I knew.
Get on back
here. I absolutely, positively knew he was going to mess up this list.
How did you bring up
anybody?
What do you mean? I refuse to do a segment from you at
what do you mean?
Excuse me.
Josh Jacobs threw 295 yards.
Excuse me. I don't care. Who ran for over 300 yards?
Josh Jacobs.
I know.
Why even mention anybody else?
Because it's my buddy.
Everybody else.
Because my buddy and me.
My buddy and me.
Josh Jacobs and his buddy. The quarterback, that's why.
Are we really going to entertain a segment and talk to him seriously
from the recliner?
I'm like, no.
Hey,
I refuse to look back and have a conversation
my
with
guy,
him
man.
While he's in a recliner.
It's nothing like having my guy here, man.
It's
a joker right here. Look at him. Sitting down. Get on my chill, man.
Okay.
Get on back here, buddy.
That's why you cheer for the
Get on back here, man.
The Chargers go for two, and it pays off in Arizona. It's a type of Cliff Kingsbury to be on the Hawks.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, Stephen A., your reaction to this whole incident?
Damn. Look, he was not arrested. He committed no crime. We get all of that. On far too many occasions, I think that Odell Beckham Jr. has been painted in a far more negative light than he deserved. That needs to be said. Here's my problem with OBJ. Because you, OBJ, know more intimately what I just expressed about the situations that you've been in and how people have been so eager and so willing to paint you in a negative light. Why not exhaust yourself making sure that no one can do that to you now? Especially when you're on the free agent market, you're going through a process where people are actually recruiting you, and you're not just looking for a landing spot after sustaining your injury in the Super Bowl. You're not just looking for a landing spot. You're looking to get paid from wherever team you land on. Why put yourself in a position where you know these organizations are going to sit up there and say, let's probe this a bit further. Let's find out what happened here. Let's see how much more there is to this story. No, you didn't get arrested. But that didn't prevent the Giants from booting you out the door. No, you didn't get arrested or get in any kind of legal trouble. But that didn't ultimately prevent your father and your family from really getting involved to precipitate, you know, to push your exit out of Cleveland. The fact of the matter is that Odell Beckham Jr. has always been a law-abiding citizen, to my knowledge. And I've come to his defense on many occasions. And I want to defend him right now. The only thing I won't defend is my brother. Yeah. You're in the situation that you're in. You're trying to get back into the league based off of an injury you sustained in the future in the Super Bowl. And you're looking to land, whether it's to the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, the Kansas City Chiefs, or somebody. Why put yourself in any position where an attorney has to issue a statement for you? Because even if it doesn't compromise him landing where he wants to land, without question, it will probably compromise your money. Play chess, not checkers. I don't mean that literally. I'm just saying figuratively speaking.
And he is creating this bidding war. That's basically what it's going to come down to, because everybody, a few teams that are in the hunt for winning Super Bowl are going to be after his services. You know, but I thought Odell showed a lot of maturity last year when he joined the Rams. You know, he was young when he was with the Giants and got into some things. And they were really just on the football field, the way he's fighting with a football net or whatever. You know, simple stuff. They said a lot of things about Baker Mayfield and Cleveland and all of that. I don't know that anybody says that he wasn't right now that when you're looking at Baker Mayfield in the situation. You know, so Cleveland was a tough situation. I thought what he did with the Rams were great. He went. He was a great teammate. Everybody loved how he was, you know, and I think most people are focused on that. I agree with you. You don't need this because you got a bidding war coming. Most people, I think, though, will focus on what he did with
Well, we know that he's a great teammate. Everywhere he's been, you got teammates that love him and speak right. up for him. And we know he didn't break any laws. He wasn't arrested or anything mm-hmm. like that. Let's be very, very clear about that. I'm just saying that what we have to realize at times, particularly in his position, is that when an attorney is speaking for you, well, why is an attorney necessary? Because it involves a legal matter.
Yep.
So that's why an attorney is speaking. Now, if Odell Beckham Jr. was on Twitter or he did an interview this morning, ain't nothing happened, man. I was sleepy. I was up all night. Blah, 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 blah. Then that's different. But your attorney spoke for you. That means legal. And if that means legal, that raises the antennas of people yep. looking for an excuse, if not to avoid paying you, to at the very least lowball you. Be mindful of that so you can get that job you want and the paper that comes with it. That's all I'm saying.
Right, because he doesn't want to continue playing on these one-year deals, I'm sure. He wants to get him a solid deal and be with the team for a minute.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
All right, you wanted to address something quickly from a segment earlier.
At the start of the show when we were talking about Lamar Jackson,
yep.
I should have uttered the word gay.
Anti-gay.
I'm just saying using the word gay. Yep. The LGBTQ community prefers that over other words because obviously other words are believed to be derogatory in their eyes. So as a result of that, my apologies. I should have used the word gay. And I just want to make sure of that yep. moving forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate the education.
We head out west. Yep, we make mistakes. We learn. We move forward. We head out west where the Cards lost their third straight to the Los Angeles Chargers after Justin Herbert led the game-winning drive with 25 seconds left and threw the winning two-point conversion to Nickler to give the Chargers a 25-24 win. The Cardinals' offense not in sync, making errors in crucial moments. Here's Kyler Murray describing the play.
Fourth and inches call in the second quarter that resulted in interception.
Yeah.
Did you like the call? Did you feel like you had hop?
No, it wasn't. That wasn't for hop, actually. Schematically, I mean, we were kind of f***ed.
Were you at all concerned about your job security at this point?
I'm not.
Okay, should he be on the hot seat?
Just a little bit.
You know what? I was never a fan of Cliff Kingsbury getting the job. I didn't feel he did anything that warranted him being a head coach on the National Football League level. in college, and he certainly didn't coach in the pros. But based off of this season, no, I'm not going to be unfair to him and say he should be on the hot seat. DeAndre Hopkins was out for the first few games, obviously. Hollywood Brown was down. Kyler Murray has been out for a couple of games. They've had some injuries and they've suffered. So I'm not going to do that with him. Can I switch gears for a second and tell you who needs to go? Mm-hmm. Mr. Nathaniel Hackett in Denver. Yeah. No disrespect. Certain people show you they have no business having the job they have. Now, there's new ownership in Denver. I think it's the Walmart Fair, somebody, you know, that owns the Denver Broncos. They didn't bring him in. I believe this will be his last game. The way they looked yesterday against the Carolina Panthers, I wouldn't be shocked at all if Daniel Hackett was fired today. It's that bad. It's that bad. And when you saw somebody getting in the face, the defensive lineman getting in the face of Russell Wilson got to be called on the carpet too. I said it before and I'm going to say it again because I'm a fan of Russell Wilson and I think he's going to the Hall of Fame, okay? But Russell Wilson, the only thing that he's done good in the city of Denver is bring Sierra with him. There ain't a damn thing else that he's done that's been good. And I think you saw the guys getting in his face because he's good. He got a huge contract. The money's guaranteed. The performance that he and Nathaniel Hackett has put forth this year is going to cost people their jobs, coaches and players, and players. And you saw that brother right there who got in Russell Wilson's face. He's been balling. And by the way, his best friend on the team was traded so Russell Wilson could arrive in Denver. And you're being just stoic and the good old dude that just goes along to get along, but your game didn't come from Seattle with you. Now, I'm not finished with Russell Wilson. I believe Russell Wilson will be better next year. I believe he will resurrect himself because I think that he's too great not to. But what he has done this year has brought that kind of resentment. And Hackett, nice guy. I'm sure he knows offense. I'm not questioning his football acumen, but I've said this to you before, Michael Irvin. You got to be a leader of men. Mm-hmm. He is not that. It is clear. In the case of Cliff Kingsbury, that's not what I'm going to accuse him of. Although I question him getting a job in Arizona, the bottom line is they've had some serious absences from players this year. I would say next year, you give him an opportunity to come back and make amends for what transpired this year. I don't need that for Nathaniel Hackett. He should be a coordinator or a quarterbacks coach or something. He ain't got no business being the head coach based on what we've seen in Denver this year. It has been an abomination. An abomination. An embarrassing. And I would encourage everybody to listen to my former colleague here, Mark Schlereth, who obviously calls a lot of their Denver Broncos games. He would know a gazillion times better than me. But, my God, it's bad.
I'm with Cliff Kingsbury being on the hot seat for next year. You know, he gets everybody back, get an opportunity. I do put more on him because this is your offense. You handpicked the quarterback. We should see some better results than this. I think in Denver, they need to go find them a Mike McDaniel. Somebody that comes in and says, build an offense around Russell Wilson. Don't try to make Russell Wilson fit into your offense. Mm. Build an offense around his skill set, what he does, and they'll have a shot at doing it.
I just think you're letting Russell Wilson off the hook with that statement. Because Russell Wilson is a veteran. He ain't some guy in his second or third year. You've been around for a decade. This man is a first-year head coach. What the hell are you doing deferring to him? You said, you know ain't right. You're supposed to speak up and change that.
Yeah, it's easy over here.
Holiday shopping, Straight Shooter, Cyber Monday. Pick it up. Signed copy.
I still think Russ got something up, y'all.
He does. He does.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.